Hello, and welcome to the Wicked Awesome Podcast. This is your host, Matt, speaking. It's been a while since I've done one of these episodes. I believe the last time I did was maybe when Eric and I did an episode on, we reviewed Tango in the Night, the Fleetwood Mac album. Though I did see as I was deleting some old recordings, I did one on wellness. It doesn't matter. It's been, wow. I mean, it's been a good month, if not longer, since I've done one. I was looking at the statistics, and if I don't release an episode, the listenership of the podcast just goes downhill. I don't think anyone's listened for the last 7 days. I checked the statistics today, which I don't do these, so a lot of people listen. I mean, I certainly want people to listen, but it's not my main motivation. My main motivation of doing these is to have fun and or to use podcasting to just get some thoughts out, as I am not seeing a therapist at the moment. Talk therapy for me has helped in the past with a combination of medicine and other things. What has happened with me lately, many of you know that I have moved from the town of Belfast, Maine to Unity, Maine. And about 2 weeks after moving, one of the jobs I had got considerably downsized, so I had to find another job. So lo and behold, right now I'm working 3 jobs all across Waldo County, and one of the jobs is just outside of the county in Somerset County. And as long as I'm working, my mind tends to stay occupied, and I don't feel depressed very often. If I have a rough day, usually I come out of it the next day. And I can cope with feeling sad quite well. What has happened this past week is it was school vacation week, but I did have to work. Since I'm in administration, I did have to work some, and I was able to balance out the week pretty well with work and play. And now I find myself on a Sunday and thinking like, oh, wow. You know, here it's a Sunday, people are getting ready to get back into the swing of things, and it's winter still. Hasn't been a bad winter, but this is kind of the time of the year, and I always do at the end of vacations, just feeling kind of blah. So a lot is on my mind, and I thought to myself, why not just do a podcast, and I'll kind of just touch base on some themes of my past week. Let's see, I wrote them down here somewhere. Let me bring them up. Not there. This is where if I knew anything, I would edit out this part, but it doesn't take that long. That took all of like 10 seconds, if that. I did taxes earlier in the week. In fact, I may have done them last Sunday night. And after I did them, I'm like, wow, certainly making more money means one has to pay taxes. And I, for the first time in more than 20 years, I actually owed the government, federal and state, money. And was I mad, upset? No. Was I surprised? Yep. And I guess just thankful that I had the money to do it. This is the third time in my life that I've owed the government money. The first time my dad had to help me because I was in between jobs, and I'm like, really? I don't have anything. How did I end up owing money? The second time was my first year of marriage, as my wife and I were making too much money. We didn't have kids yet, and we didn't own property. And I believe when she did her W-4-9, whatever it is, when you're in the business office and filling out all that paperwork, she didn't she claimed the wrong thing, so she didn't have enough taken out over the year. But anyway, so here I am now. My kids are old enough, so I can't, and independent, so I can't claim them and either of them. And so this is what happens. Okay. So I guess I was able to handle that. And I was proud of myself, as there have been times in my life, if I ended up owing money, a considerable amount of money, I would have felt really horrible. This time around, I have the money to pay it, and I paid it, and I'm just glad, relieved that I have that part of my life behind me at the moment. And I'll know what to prepare for next year. And it was like Monday also was a good music day. Part of the reason why I haven't been podcasting is my weekly radio show on the community radio station in Belfast. And it takes a while to put that together, just choosing the right songs. There's always at least 14 songs, if not more. I do find myself talking about 10 minutes per hour-long show, which I guess isn't bad. I do listen to the radio show. I learn from them, and it helps me just in recording in general, as I don't go back and listen to my podcast because it's too much, but I can listen to my voice in snippets, and that's where the radio show is very helpful. And coming across some really, really good music as I'm doing the show. This past week, what I've discovered that I really like a band called Silver Jews. And I have to do some more research. It sounds like it's one guy and whatever musicians he can find. And the musical act has been around for a while, but I have to do some research. Also getting more into Ween. If you want to listen to the Chocolate and Cheese album, that'd be a good one worth reviewing. I highly recommend it. Not every song is going to grab you, but most will. And I believe it's probably one of the more underappreciated albums out there that I am drawn to. And I'll have to go back. A friend of mine shared some music last week, and I'm having a hard time remembering the names of some of the artists. I should have researched that again before recording. One is Jacob Banks and Chainsmoking. I really like that song. Another is a song called Serpentine, and I can't remember the artist. Chris something or other, I believe. And then XTC, old song called Dear God, which many of you Gen Xers will remember. I was surprised to see that that song came out in 1987, as I would have put that song in the early 90s, as it fits in with kind of that alternative grunge music that became popular in that time. And other artists that I've been listening to this week, The Magnetic Fields, I would recommend, and Feist as well, which many of you have heard of, I'm sure. Went to an art gallery in Rockland, visited with some friends as well, and that's, man, it's just something about going to an art museum or a gallery and just truly appreciating the visual that's in front of you, talking about it, having it stay with you and just talking about it later even. When I do art myself, I was drawing yesterday, and I got into like trying to do a lot of detail, and I'm not the best drawer out there, sketcher, whatever you want to call me, it. And then I told myself, what am I doing? What am I doing? I'm getting caught up in just trying to do detail when I'm not trained in this. And because it used to be when I painted, when I drew, I would stop, get careless, just give up on it altogether, as I would tell myself, what is the point? what is the point of just creating another picture that very few people are going to see? I don't feel that way when I'm viewing a work of art that I truly enjoy. I'm thankful that the person didn't have that mindset. That they're, and I don't know what their purpose was, but maybe it was so many people could enjoy it. Maybe it was something more inner for themselves. Maybe it was just for some sort of self-serving purpose. But why my mind goes there to what is the point of doing this? And I did give up on that sketch, but then I just drew a picture of an apple. And I didn't have an apple in front of me. I just drew for the sake of drawing. I drew an apple for the sake of just drawing, and I enjoyed that. So I have a couple sketchbooks, and I will just have to continue to do that. I'm sketching a lot as I want to do more linoleum block prints, which I do enjoy doing. And I enjoy that not because I believe many people are going to look at the finished product. I do it because it helps my mental state, my emotional. It helps my mind. It keeps my mind occupied. I could be watching TV and doing a carving of a linoleum block, and there's something very pleasing about that. And but yeah. And great visit, great conversation in Rockland after and during the art gallery visit. Thinking a lot about just friendship and where I am in my life as I'm about to hit 53 years old and a little more than a week. It seems like a lot of people do ask about my romantic life a lot. And it just makes me wonder why people do that. And I know why, is people are just concerned about me. People love me. I know that. And people worry about me spending too much time alone. And they will just simply want me to be happy. However, I get annoyed when people ask me about my romantic life, as it is personal. And also, if I was truly unhappy, I am the type that does express it. And I guess where I am right now is, when I was younger, I certainly was about having a relationship that was defined. I wanted to be married. I wanted to have a wife, and I wanted to have the title of husband. I wanted to say things like, here's my wife, and blah. And if I were to broadcast that on Facebook, social media, that, Matt's in a relationship with Rachel, who was my wife. Yeah, I mean, I was thrilled to do that. But now I'm at a point, divorced, single, and certainly those are titles. But when it comes to relationships, it's not important for me to, and I can honestly say it, it's not important for me to have something that is defined. I guess I just am willing to let the definition just develop as to what it is. And sometimes that takes time. Sometimes maybe not, but I just am not into having something that feels like an obligation, especially as how busy I've been and how I have so much time to, I devote a lot of my time to my kids, to my family, and that's where my focus has been and shall be and shall continue to be for a while, and all the other side kind of private stuff is just was something that doesn't have to take shape right away, and maybe it never will, and that is okay. And I am about self-love, staying busy, and really ensuring that my loved ones are happy. And within it all, remembering that my happiness is important as well. Been doing trivia still on Thursday nights, though the next couple weeks the Front Street Pub will be closed, so no trivia, which it's a welcome break, even though I enjoy doing it. What I found is Thursdays end up being long days as I work all day. I typically have enough time to go to the gym, and before you know it, after trivia is done, it's one of those days that starts like at 6:30 in the morning and ends by the time I get back to my apartment at 9 o'clock at night. It's one of my better days of the week because it's never seems Thursdays never seem to be that stressful, but very busy. So I'll welcome that, and I'll be able to make it to a Zumba class in Brooks, Maine, that I haven't been able to. As that class happens on the same exact time trivia does. So that'll be good. And yeah, so working three jobs. And when you come off from just working weeks at a time, many, many hours during the day, and all of a sudden you get to a point where your mind isn't occupied with that. Sometimes it takes an adjustment period. Sometimes during that downtime, as much as you look forward to it, I'll get into that. Well, it kind of leads into that. Friday was finally a day where I was like, okay, I can be lazy. I don't have to do anything. And I watched a Frontline documentary on the 2020 election. Frontline documentaries, the PBS documentaries, they're really awesome to watch. You can find them on YouTube. And then I watched Oppenheimer. What a terrific, terrific movie. I was able to watch a lot of good movies did come out this year, whether it be the Spider-Man, Spider-Verse movie, Barbie, Poor Things, and now this one. It's just probably more so than any recent year. And maybe this has been the first year where I've seen four Academy Award winning worthy type of movies in the same year. I haven't done that in a while, and sometimes I've avoided the ones that have been nominated. But yeah. And then I also watched Priscilla, which is on HBO now. It's a biopic regarding Priscilla Presley and her time with Elvis, and directed by Sofia Coppola. The critics seem to, by and large, like this movie. And I do look on Rotten Tomatoes before, just to make sure. If I see it's like in the 40% and less range, I'm like, yeah, I don't think I'm going to waste my time. I do care what the critics think. I do. So this one was 85% positive on Rotten Tomatoes. For critics, it was like 65% for audience, but still right up there. So I watched it and I'm like, really? What is good about this movie? I wasn't drawn in by the Priscilla character. We all know the story. I remember the Elvis and Me book came out in 1985. I remember seeing it around the house. My mother read it. Then a couple years later, 1988 actually. So it was 3 years after. There was a TV miniseries called Elvis and Me, and Priscilla Presley narrated the miniseries. And of course, I was only 16 years old, maybe 17 at the time. I thought it was actually really good. And my memory is easily kind of razzled when I watch remakes of old things. So that's how I watch Priscilla. I was comparing this with the Elvis and Me movie miniseries. And as I'm watching it, I'm like, wow, this is only an hour and a half movie, and they're cramming a lot of stuff in here. And it would have been better as a 3-hour long movie, or maybe even a limited series. It's just, it seemed really rushed, and you didn't have really time to feel a connection or a lot of sorrow for Priscilla. I mean, she was incredibly young. Elvis didn't let her do very, very much at the beginning. And, you know, they both had affairs. They both did drugs. But in the end, and this is what doesn't come across in this movie. In the end, before Elvis died, they were good friends. They were very good friends. So that part is missing. I mean, spoiler alerts, I'm sorry, but I don't know. I was left disappointed with that movie, and I felt like my time was a little wasted because I wanted more. I wanted more from that movie. But anyway, Oppenheimer, yes, highly recommend. Priscilla, no. I was so grateful yesterday, Saturday, that Miles came home for a surprise visit. So what happened was, let me backtrack a little bit. I woke up Saturday morning just feeling kind of not happy. I, as much as I really look forward to that alone time on Friday, what it did and what it always does is it leads to me feeling really, really sad. And then I just get kind of hyper-emotional when I see people, when I see loved ones especially. So I've been kind of, I was kind of choking back tears when I saw both of the kids this weekend, because I'm so proud of them, and I'm just so happy to see them. And, you know, just emotional. And you know what? It's okay. It's okay that I feel, you know, sad when I'm lonely and just appreciative when I see the kids. I always think during those times, you know, I don't show appreciation enough for the people that I love, and I have to do so much more. And that's, the, you know, those are good things. If it motivates people to do good things, you know, hey, terrific. At the same time, I am learning gradually not to be too hard on myself as well. You know, people do, I mean, I'm one person, and I tell myself at this at work all the time, we all want to do good. I really believe that, you know, by and large, we all want to do good. We all want to do the right thing, but we're only just individuals. We can only do so much. So we have to be forgiven of ourselves when we feel like we're not doing enough, you know, because the fact of the matter is we really, really are. If we care and we're up every day, we're present, you know, we're doing something and we're giving as much as we can in that moment. And there's going to be moments where we can't. And that's where we really, really have to not be too hard on ourselves. Definitely. So I'm battling with that a little bit, but I'm growing an understanding of it. So yeah, it was great to have Miles here for a little bit. Micah and I worked out at the gym in the morning, and then they both came here, and we had homemade pizza, which came out really, really great. And we watched The Cable Guy, the Jim Carrey movie, And I like that movie. Micah and I watched The Truman Show a week before. The Truman Show is better, but The Cable Guy has its charm as well. It's hard to believe. I'm feeling nostalgic for movies that came out in the late 90s, but a lot of them were foreshadowing. These two movies, The Truman Show, was a bit of a foreshadowing for the reality shows that came after it. And The Cable Guy was kind of a foreshadowing of what came after cable TV, where you had access to, where we now have access to everything on our phones. And it's mentioned at the end of that movie. So I was like, oh, wow, that's interesting. So if you haven't seen those movies, watch both. If you have seen both, but it's been a while, go back, watch, and let me know how you feel about those movies. Yeah. The Mountview High School basketball team, boys basketball team, is back in the state championship for the first time since I was in high school, first time since 1987. And I wasn't able to go to any of the games due to my other obligations. I will say this, high school sports has a way of bringing the community together, and it's not a bad thing. Regardless of how you feel about sports in general, somehow the arguments are, well, not every kid plays sports, and the student athletes get too much attention and special treatment, that type of thing. And where are people when the band wins a state competition? Where's the community when the theater club wins a one-act play competition? Well, what I can say there is the community is there for those things as well. Sports has the excitement attached with it, the cheering, the loudness, and it's just kind of how we just love that euphoria. That's what it is. We're addicted to that euphoria, and for just moments in our life, it's great to be with just a lot of people, feeling just the euphoria of something that maybe is trivial to most in the world, but seems really important at that moment, and that thrill of being with a lot of people and just cheering together. It is a good feeling, and to see all the people in Waldo County go to Bangor and watch these tournament games, it is rare that that happens. And so when it does happen, I believe we really have to recognize it as something that is good. Heck, I remember back when I was in school, the fall musical used to draw a lot of people into the old Mountview cafeteria where the stage was, where these productions happened. I mean, people were packed in there for all six shows that would play over two weekends. And yeah, so there was a lot of community support for that. And then people would talk about the show and how much they enjoyed it days after. And I don't know if that still happens or not. I know at some high schools it does. I believe at Mountview it's a thing of the past, and that's too bad. And I hope that's something that should come back. But anytime students do well, we should recognize that young people do well. When the community comes together, when young people are doing well, that's terrific. That's just awesome. And hey, I'm happy to be the second time in my lifetime to see the high school where I went to see a state championship team go to have a chance to win it all again. Yeah. Yeah. So before I close this, been asking myself quite a bit lately, when I do feel down, I ask myself this question. What am I afraid of? What am I really, really, really afraid of? And that actually helps me. Am I afraid of failing? Maybe. Part of the conversation during the art gallery visit was just that, is we have to kind of accept when we go into something, we may not be successful. But, you know, we're going to try to be. We're going to try to be successful no matter what. We have a hard time accepting the fact that we're human and that we're not going to be perfect all the time. We're going to make mistakes and we're going to learn from them. If you've, you know, especially if you can accept the fact that mistakes will happen. You know, if you're trying your best to just do good, to do the right thing. And I love the reminders that friends throw up to me. Right now, you are doing everything you're supposed to do. And thinking about what that means. Getting enough sleep. Eating healthy. Exercising. Communicating with loved ones. You know, just healthy habits. Just healthy habits for yourself. You know, all across the board. You know, from there, that's where success will breed itself. Thank you for listening. It's helpful to kind of get all this out. And this episode is thoroughly for me. It really is. And if you got something out of it by listening, I am truly grateful. And I hope you all are doing well. I do love you all. And until next time, take care.